are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. What, time for another week already? Where's the weekend, Professor Plum? Wasn't it just Friday a moment or two ago? It was. But here we go once again. A whole list of just huge topics coming up this week, by the way. I should get everybody a preview of what we're going to be talking about later this week. Today, it'll be gifting, by the way.
Okay.
We're going to get into some of that, especially with regard to maybe some estate planning, using maybe perhaps some trusts and life insurance trusts and all that stuff. But anyway, we'll get to that in a little while. But also coming up later on this week, just a preview, Professor Plum. We'll be talking tomorrow about bonds and fixed income investments. That will work kind of around Gene Pastula's insurance discussion.
But it's becoming a very important issue. A lot of people are getting a little worried about the market being a little long in the tooth. And they're thinking, well, it might be time to take some of these pretty good gains that we've had.
And put them where, though?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. It used to be you could dump them into bonds and sort of wait and see what happens.
A savings account that earned
a savings account that'll get you 5-6%. Yeah.
Okay, it's not that good right now, but.
No. Oh, no. 5%. Where can you even see 5%? Anyway, we'll talk bonds and fixed income investments tomorrow. Also, coming up later on, probably Wednesday, talk about managing your adjusted gross income. Something else that's important. Managing your adjusted gross income. We'll tell you why that's important.
Well, we're getting to the latter part of the year where we're starting to get a good idea of what incomes we have this year. We're starting to get an idea. We're not there all the way, but gives us an idea of what we can do to either help out ourselves from a tax planning, maybe change our withholding so we don't owe as much at the end of the year.
That's right. You look at me. Actually, I did that already. I did it not with mine. I did it with my wife.
My wife has
an income, so I made her do it. Because then I got to fill out the paperwork myself.
So difficult.
Well, fortunately for her, they have a bookkeeper who was going around asking people, "Do you want this form?"
Withholding.
Right, and they have to do that at the beginning of every year anyway, every school year. So this is what they do. Anyway, the reason we're talking about that then is because there is, as you said, there is time. You still have some time.
To make a difference.
It makes it difficult when you're in the late stages of November or December to really do anything at that point to help manage your adjusted gross income. But, you know, with some time, not a ton of time, but some time, you can make it work. So that'll come up Wednesday. Talk about basis on Thursday, another important topic. And Friday, my favorite, the email roundup.
Well, they've been piling up a little bit. We've been piling up
since we were gone, and we're back like 3 weeks, and we still haven't gotten through all the emails. So anyway, that's what's coming up this week. A little later on this hour, probably at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about things like gifting and as I look through some of the questions that we've gotten over the course of the last several months or years. A good part of the gifting questions are all kind of tailored around how much tax do I have to pay if I give a gift, or can I deduct a gift that I give to somebody, or I just received a gift of, you know, $100,000. How much of that am I going to have to pay in taxes? So we'll talk about that and how the whole gifting thing worked. Yeah, I said probably close to the bottom of the hour. 877-PLANNER, I should tell you that because we got room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER. You can email us, which we will answer. We will do that here on the program. You go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. In fact, we'll do an email here in just a couple of moments get some trivia for this hour. Oddly enough, I have some trivia for this hour because I like to do this from EBRI. We'll get to some of those coming up. Also, if you want to get in touch with Professor Rick Plum off the air and talk about the latest developments, talk about your own strategy, if you want to get a strategy, that's what you get. That's what you call. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. It's your chance to speak with an advisor directly. Tell them, just call them up and say, hey, listen, I heard them talking on the air. I think I want to have somebody just review my plan. Tell me here over the phone what it is I need to do. And someone will do that right there. And they'll get into all the details for you as soon as you have time. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. Getting this out of the way, something new from EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, which has a whole lot of data, Professor Plum. 401k database. This is what they have at the Employee Benefit Research Institute. And they find that relatively few 401k plan participants invest in their employer's stock. Turns out, less than 7% of 401k assets were invested in company stock at the end of 2015, which is roughly the same share as it was in 2012, 13, and 14. This has fallen by 66% since 1999.
Geez, what happened in 99?
Gee, I don't know. You mean companies were growing and dot-coms were booming?
And people were buying their company stock, not knowing what they were doing? When was Enron? That was...
I was
before that, wasn't it?
No, it had to have been 2001-ish, 2002. Because it was still flying high around 2000 or so. That's when some of those accounting practices, not just of Enron, but some other companies also came into light. Recently hired, yeah, look that up. Well, yeah, I want to know myself. Recently hired 401k participants contributed to this trend, they say. They tend to be less likely to hold company stock. At year-end 2015, which is the last full data that they have, about one quarter of recently hired 401k plan participants in plans offering company stock held company stock, compared with about 43% of all 401k. So they're just not holding company stock in their 401k. What did we find?
Enron filed for bankruptcy end of 2001.
2001, yeah, okay. So that whole thing was kind of happening right around early 2001, and the next thing you know, there you go. Shockwaves sent through. Some people never recovered, unfortunately, from that. I mean, once again, it's not just your company stock, Professor Plum.
Well, a lot of people look at it, especially as they get closer to retirement, their income is reliant on the company, and then they're also putting their retirement into the company, you know, because that stock is there in their portfolio. And some people have still to this day have decent sized positions in company stock. Now hopefully they've gotten through the areas of not worrying about the same ideas as an Enron. Maybe it's a bigger company, I know, but people start to divest themselves and try to get more risk averse when they get towards retirement and they start cutting back.
But are they? That's not really making them less risky. In fact,
becoming more
company stock.
No, they by pairing back.
Oh, they're turning back. I thought you meant they were
people
putting
are
more
not going into it as much as they used to, and they're also pairing back. A lot of the people that had big stock positions are now starting to retire, and they're pairing back those positions.
Yeah, in their company stock.
In the company stock.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing.
But a lot of younger people aren't putting the same amounts in. We don't see the same exposure to stock options that we used to see back in the late 90s.
You mean among anybody?
Among anybody, especially younger. I mean, they're just not offering them the same.
Yeah, it's funny, the mentality that existed way back in the 1990s. We had a ton of calls.
In 1996, 97, you may take a smaller salary as long as you had those stock options.
You had stock options, you had company stock, and you didn't care what it was because your stock is going to be worth five times what it is right now, 2 years from now.
Five times? That was a small assumption back those days, man.
It really was. Anyway, that's the latest from EBRI. Okay, let's do a quick email here. And as I said, we'll get to the gifting topic here at the bottom of the hour. This comes from Jay in Houston, Texas. Would I have to pay tax if I sell a home for $370,000 that I bought in June of 2015 for $160,000? I would take all the capital gains and put it into buying a bigger house.
Well, it depends on the, you said home, didn't you? Is it home, primary residence, the place you've lived in as your primary residence for the last 2 years? June of 2015 puts you more than 24 months in this particular property. Did you use it as your primary residence since June of 2015? And if you have, you've got, what, $210,000 worth of gain? It doesn't matter if it's your primary residence. You've lived in it for 24 months of the last 60 before sale. You've owned it for at least 24 months, which you have. You can do anything you want with the money after you sell it. The first $250,000 of gain, if you're single, and if you happen to be married, the first $500,000 of gain, assuming you both qualify as primary resident status, is not a taxable event because it's your primary residence, and that's the rule. You don't have to buy a bigger house. You can. You can do whatever you want with the money. Now, if you do not qualify for the primary residence exclusion, it was a house that you bought and you did not live in it at first, maybe it was a vacation house or something else, for whatever reason it wasn't your primary residence, and you're just selling it, but it wasn't an investment property, then it doesn't matter what you do with the property, the proceeds either. It's going to be taxable. Of course, it could have been an investment property, and if you buy a bigger house and you do it correctly through a 1031 exchange, you can avoid the tax that way, too.
Well, you can postpone. You can postpone the tax.
Defer the tax.
Defer it. That doesn't mean you will avoid it, although somebody may avoid it eventually, depending on how long you keep it. All right, 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. By the way, our best to our Houston listeners. We had an emailer from Houston a little bit ago. Jay, that email came in a couple weeks ago. I kind of doubt Jay would be listening right now. But for those who, may be listening, I kind of doubt it. I don't even know if there's power right now in the Houston area, but we're with you, folks. We've had some great history in Houston, Texas. Workshops at least a couple times a year there.
We were wondering whether the building that we have an office in Houston, our office is on the third floor, so we're pretty sure our office is okay.
Okay, but the actual...
We're not sure if the first floor...
If the lobby or even part of the second floor is
okay.
Anyway, so our best to you folks, and if for some reason any of you happen to be listening for whatever reason, I don't know that you would, and I wouldn't expect you to, but you can call us off the air or, shoot us a quick email when you get a second and tell us you're okay. A lot of good friends down there in the Houston area, so. Anyway, all right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We'll talk about gifting here coming up here at the bottom of the hour. This email from Victor in Seattle, Washington. In determining the cost of my residence for sale, I know I can subtract improvements and not maintenance costs. But where I have improved the same thing twice, can I add both costs or only the last one? Now, Victor gives an example. I replaced an old falling down fence with a chain link fence back when they were popular. Then 20 years later, I replaced the chain link fence with a cedar fence. Can I use the combined costs of both fences or just the one that remains today, the cedar one?
Well, I bought a place in the 60s. I remodeled it in the 70s, added the shag carpet, the avocado green appliances, maybe some burnt orange fixtures in there as well.
Oh, I would hope you did.
And then later I remodeled it again. Each one of the remodels is an improvement, especially if you're getting rid of that shag carpet and the avocado green.
You might argue that the one in the 70s was not an improvement.
It was at the time. That just goes to show you that the times were a little offbeat.
Okay, all right.
It was at the time. I mean, that was where everybody was going. So, no, an improvement's an improvement, and it adds to, in my opinion, and I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not licensed to argue this case in front of the IRS, is that it was an improvement at the time you did it. Adds to the basis. Now, that improvement doesn't last forever. You've owned it long enough that you need to improve it again.
Mm-hmm.
You put on a room addition, and then you had to redo it because for some reason you improved it, redid it. I think that all adds to your basis.
Yeah, and again, we'll talk basis a little bit later on in the week, but it's important for your primary residence, where your primary residence is concerned, especially as it seems to be in Victor's case, if you've lived there for a long time and you have a whole lot of gain, potentially, in the house. If you can get your basis higher,
gain is lower.
That your gain, your actual, well, let's say your taxable gain, is lower.
Right, and you know, Washington's one of those areas that if you've lived there for 30, 40 years, it sounds like he's only lived there for 20, 30 years at least, you could see an area where you have had a lot of gain. Especially if you're a single individual, you could be worried about going over that $250,000. Even if you're married, you may be worried about going over that $500,000 mark of gain if you look just at what you paid for it 30 years ago. So finding ways, realistic, legal ways, to increase your basis, what you've done to the property over the years, which reduces the potential gain, there's a strong motivation to that. And so improvements are one of those things that do add to the basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, the higher your basis relative to whatever gain, capital gain that you have, the less you potentially have to pay in taxes. And with a primary residence, you have an exclusion for single people, $250,000, and married couples can combine their $250,000 to get up to $500,000 of capital gains tax-free sale. Kind of a nice deal. Okay, one more here, and then we'll move on to the gifting topic. 877-PLANNER, that's our number again. If you have questions at all, 877-PLANNER. Fred, this is a Social Security email. Fred in Lake Havasu, Arizona. My wife and I both reach our full retirement age next October, 2018. My salary has always been higher. Is it possible for her to file at her full retirement age and for me to file for spousal benefits or a restricted application and get half of her Social Security while mine grows till I'm 70? Or is this not allowed because of deeming? Thanks from Fred.
Well, what he's talking about is deeming, in that if you were born after January 1st, 1954, whenever you apply for a retirement benefit, either your own benefit or a spousal benefit, you're going to be deemed to be applying for your own benefit first. And in Fred's case, if he's deemed to be applying for his own benefit first, his is going to be larger than the spousal. He'll have to take his. He won't be allowed to take the spousal benefit because he has to take his first, so he won't be able to let his grow until age 70. Now, if he's going to be 66 in October of 2018, some quick math tells me he was born in 52. 52 is before January 1st of 1954. He was born before the cutoff, before the implementation of the new rules were hit for anybody after that date. So he still lives under the old rules. And the old rule said that once you got to full retirement age, the deeming was off the table. Meaning that if you were born before January 2nd, 1954, and your spouse has started receiving their benefit, you can apply for only the spousal benefit, leaving your own alone to grow until age 70. This makes a lot of sense for a lot of people who believe that at least either they or their wife will live longer than their age 78, 79, depending upon how big the benefit that they're going to be receiving over the next 4 years is. But it can make a lot of sense. You can start receiving, you're not going cold turkey, basically, from 66 to 70. And this is purely, Fred, because you were born at the right time. You were born before the cutoff, and that cutoff is basically 1954.
Yeah, it's a nice deal to allow you to allow your benefit to grow up until whatever time you take it, all the way up to age 70, potentially getting your maximum your retirement benefit at the max, and get some money in between while you wait. That was the whole point. It's going to be your strategy, I believe.
It was going to be mine.
It was going to be mine, at least to some degree.
I don't have that option because I was not born before January 2nd, 1954.
No, and it's too late to do anything about it right now. they changed that. Very sneakily changed that law way back,
November 2015.
Almost 2 years ago now, where that it was just...
It happened quick.
It was just kind of sprung on everybody. I don't even know that there was even any warning. It just sort of happened.
Came out very quick.
It did, and it ruined a whole lot of really, really nice strategy that we had all laid out. The restricted application, which we often coupled with the file and suspend strategy that we were...
And while the file and suspend went out in April of last year, the restricted application may still be available if you can... You tell me you were born before January 2nd, 1954.
Yep, they allow that, but of course fewer and fewer people with every passing month are allowed to do that. And next thing you know, It'll all be over. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back with more when we return.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320.
That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
All the leaves are brown. Not quite there yet. Maybe another month. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't happen in California, does it? No, it does not.
Everything's turned brown already.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, in the middle of summer, I guess. I don't know. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We'll take some calls, and then we'll get to the rest of the stuff, including gifting. Who's next? I don't know. Let's go, I guess, to Vicki then in Hayward, California. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. On Friday's show, Professor Plum made a statement that, this is about Social Security. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you are, they will give you Social Security or your survivor's benefits. That just kind of, let me tell you my situation. I called 3 or 4 months ago. My ex-husband died. I met all the qualifications. And speaking to you guys, basically decided to pay back my Social Security and take his, and then take mine at 70.
Okay.
So 5 trips later, 4 months, we finally got it situated. They back paid me until February. I just received my first single payment. It's about $250 more a month. So I figured it was going to take me like 3 years or so to get to a break even, and then at 70, I'd be like way good.
Okay.
Anyway, I received this letter about 3 weeks ago from Social Security stating that they're going to withhold $5,715 from my benefits because I'm receiving his benefits, and they overpaid him that much from April 2009 through March of 2011.
So they're saying that they calculated his Social Security benefit incorrectly?
What I'm thinking, he would only been like 56 or 57 at that stage, so this must be from a disability. I'm going to guess. They wouldn't tell me.
Was he receiving Social Security?
He was.
So it had to be Social Security disability.
He received his Social Security at 62, and he died at almost 64.
So he was not receiving it prior to 62?
Well, I'm going to guess that you can't receive it prior to 62, so I'm going to guess it was probably something to do with maybe Social Security disability.
If he was receiving it prior to age 62, then he was receiving it as a Social Security disability benefit.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So if he was receiving it, now they're going back and they're saying, okay, from 2009, how old would he have been in 2009?
I think I about 56. Okay. He was born in 53, so.
Okay, so if he was receiving it in 2009, it would have been a disability benefit, and they're saying that they miscalculated it and paid him too much?
Right. And so now I get to repay the money. And this is where it comes in, where you said you get paid no matter if you're rich or poor.
Right.
Basically, they state in this letter that if I am unable to pay my bills, such as food, clothing, housing, medical care, then I don't have to pay it back. But if I have the money, they want it back.
I've heard that I've never heard them actually waive it, but I've heard them say that they'll put you on a payment plan as low as $25-$50 a month. So it's interesting that they would pay you. So unfortunately, you have no way to know whether or not what they're saying is correct or not, and we almost have to kind of take them at their word. And so now it's just a matter of whether they accept on the idea that you can't afford to pay them back.
Well, no, but that's the problem. I went down there, and...
Well, no, I'm talking about the payback of the benefit that you didn't even know that you had to pay them back.
Right, and that's why I told them. I said, you guys never even disclosed this. And they're like, well, we're not allowed to disclose his information. But I'm like,
well, at that point, it wasn't his information. It was your information.
Well, it's my information after they okayed the switch. Anyway, I just want to let your listeners know, I don't think there's that. I went down, I put in a request for reconsideration that I already paid back the, you know, over $10,000 already this year.
Yeah, the benefit you'd received for the first
I already paid that back, and I received none of the money that he was overpaid. But what gets me, it's been over 7 years, and now they're coming back on me. Why didn't they take it from him when he was drawing his Social Security?
7 years is an awful long time.
But in That's 7 years is an awful short time when it comes to bureaucracy and finding a mistake. I mean, I've heard 20, 30 years coming back and saying, we've made a mistake and we either underpaid you or overpaid you. I've heard, you know, somebody in their 80s receiving a big windfall check because they miscalculated their benefits starting in from age 65. So they got 15, 20 years worth of back pay at a little bit per month, plus a COLA, plus all this stuff. And they got this big check. I've also heard it go the other way, where they said, oh, we paid you or somebody on this work record.
Yeah, but who's got all this extra money to just, you know, throw around and say, oh, sure, I'll write you a big check because of your mistake.
Right, exactly.
Well, I totally agree with her.
2009 to 2011.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, I will still benefit at the age of 70 if I make it. They're okay, and then I'm good. But before, I'm thinking, okay, 3 years to get back my $10,000, and then I'm like an extra $250 a month. I'm good.
Right
now
it's
they want
still
to
probably a good idea, you know. But you know, you got to live longer to get to the break even point, like you said.
I just wanted to let your listeners know that things like this can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
it's rare, but you're the special one that you've got to happen to.
And you can't plan for it.
Lucky me.
Yeah. She was divorced from the individual. She didn't know what the individual was up to at the time.
Well, that's the other thing that sort of
makes
it
even
worse. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I just don't know why they would have to come back to her, but whatever.
Because
they
have to balance their books. The trust fund is going to go broke without getting that extra $5,000 back.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, when you look at that as a mistake, exactly. We accidentally overpaid you, so now you owe us, you know, $10,000 or whatever.
We accidentally overpaid your ex-husband 6 years ago,
right?
Who passed away. You had nothing to do with it. You had no idea that he was even getting paid it. You didn't have anything, but we're going to take it back from you.
From you.
Even though we've never paid you this money, we're going to take it back from you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, Vicki, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and for the heads up. If you just tuned in, she'd originally taken her benefit.
She started taking her benefit without taking the survivor benefit, and we realized that taking the survivor benefit would have been a better deal for her. And then leave hers grow until age 70. So she went in, withdrew her application, paid back the money she'd received on her own benefit, which you can do as long as you withdraw your benefit within 12 months of the starting date of your benefit. She did that. And then she went back in and applied for the spousal retirement or the survivor benefit, and they gave her the retroactive paycheck back to the day that she could, and she was getting some extra money per month. And she would continue to get that extra money per month until she turned 70, when she could turn on her own benefit and get even more money. So it was a nice benefit for her. She had to pay back some, but she was going to, like she said, get all that back within a couple of years and then be, you know, good to go for the rest of her life.
Which is proper planning, which is what you're supposed to do, because when you do the math based on what Social Security is telling you,
and even after, unfortunately, having to pay back some of the benefits that were paid to her late ex-husband years ago, before she even came into the picture of the Social Security, it's still going to work out in her benefit. The break-even age is just a little further down the line.
How far do you think?
Maybe age 73, 74.
Okay, so it's not like you got
to
live an
extra
7 or 8
years.
It's not
like
she has
to live to 95 years old to make this work.
Yeah.
But it's still...
You got to write
a
check.
And it's a little disheartening, like you said.
Of course it is.
I'm receiving a benefit. I applied for the benefit, you know, 6 months ago, and they didn't say anything about there being a lien against it. They didn't, you know.
No.
Why didn't they tell me then?
You wouldn't think that when they get tax returns, I could see where it might take a couple years, as it would for, you know, maybe some of the Medicare premiums to kick in. But once the tax returns are all matched up, somebody's got to be talking to somebody.
But this, I don't think, had to do with the tax returns. This had to do with them just screwing up the calculation to begin with. They paid him the wrong amount of money.
And
you know, if you think your benefit's going to be $1,800 a month, and they come back and say, well, we're going to give you $2,100 a month, you're like, oh, cool. Sounds good to me. They must know what they're talking about.
That's what I would do.
Now, if you think your benefit's $600, they come back and say it's going to be $2,500, you know, that's when you kind of say, wait a minute. But a couple hundred bucks one way or the other, it's like, hey, sounds good to me.
Yeah, I would just think, oh, I miscalculated it, to, you know, or you know,
or the projection wasn't as close. Something came in on
it's not a big deal. But it's one thing to ask for the money back. Now, here's, but on the other side of it, if they made a mistake on the low end and they owed you money, you know, we would of course be demanding it back. So it's hard to argue that it's unfair that you have to pay it back. Although I still think it is unfair.
In her case, I think it's a little unfair.
I do too.
They just went through all the calculations.
All the calculations,
and
yes.
they didn't mention at all that, oh, by the way, you're going to owe $5,000 to get this money. They could have told her, but I guess it's against the law to give out information about a benefit that's not hers until it's actually hers when she owes the money.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Well, at least they did say if it's going to pose an undue hardship, meaning that you can't eat, we'll make some adjustments. But anyway, all right, that's crazy. All right, 877-PLANNER. Yes, we'll talk gifting. We've got a whole bunch of things to cover. 877-752-6637. Whatever's on your mind, you give us a call. We'll talk to you about it on Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back with more. Don't go away.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InVet Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Financial standpoint, talking about your money, your strategy. Interesting situations come up, and we're here to deal with them for you and give you some direction. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Got more coming up next hour as well. As we continue, we're going to get started with this whole gifting topic. We'll get into it a little bit more next hour. And any questions that you have on that, we'll be happy to take either at 877-PLANNER or at our website, wealthed.com. And speaking of wealthed.com, those of you wondering about, we just had a nice conversation on Social Security with Vicki. If you want to learn about some of the basics of Social Security, and not just the basics, they are, but they're the vital basics. We call them the 9 vital steps to navigating your Social Security or navigating Social Security just in general. You can go to wealthed.com, watch this. It's about 15 minutes. It's a webinar that we put together specifically for you folks watching and listening to this program. So all you got to do, once again, get this information. You go on demand, you go to wealthed.com and follow the little login procedure. It's all free, of course. We just want you to log in, and we'll give you the key to get in and watch this anytime you want. It's going to be up there for a few more weeks, I'm told, I think. At least for the rest of this week and probably next week. So you want to make sure that you get in and watch it before before it's gone. Nothing lasts forever, and we're leaving it up there because we'll have another year-end thing probably coming up in the next couple months. So go again to wealthed.com. Wealthed.com, the 9 vital steps in navigating Social Security. Okay, we can get started. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Just some of the basics, again, about gifting. Well, I said this earlier, one of the most common questions that I was kind of going through the archive that we get from people, emails and phone calls on gifting is, I gave a gift or I received a gift, how much do I have to pay in taxes? Well, Professor Plum, with regard to gifting, when you hand a gift to somebody, whether it's over this $14,000 limit, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, or whether it's $100,000 or $10,000 or $5,000 or $100, does anybody have to file a gift or pay a gift tax that year, the giver or the givee?
If it's under $14,000 per recipient, no. There's no taxes. It's what they call a non-taxable gift. It means if I'm giving the gift, I don't pay any taxes. If John's receiving the gift, he doesn't pay any taxes. Now, if I'm giving stock and I'm giving or real estate or some appreciated asset, I paid $5,000 for it and it's now worth $14,000 and I give it to John. If I had had a tax if I had sold it, John will have a tax when he sells it. That's not gift tax. That's an income tax item. The actual physical movement from me to John did not create a tax. But if I have an embedded gain in it, well, I can't get rid of that gain just by giving it away. I just give the gain away too, and I'll let him deal with it when he sells it. But the actual movement of the asset, whether it's cash, which has no gain, it's just cash, that movement of ownership from me to John is a gift. And there's no tax on that gift to the extent that it's $14,000 or less in any given calendar or tax year. Now, if I go over that $14,000, do I pay a tax? Does John pay a tax? Because the first $14,000 is non-taxable.
And that, by the way, that $14,000 is set by the government, and it changes. It goes up from time to time.
And we might see an increase here pretty soon. It's been $14,000 for a while now.
Yeah, it's been for at least, I think, since 2014 or 2013 or something like
but
that.
But we haven't had a whole lot of inflation. It's only going to go up in increments of $1,000. So they have to have
yeah, they gotta
a
wait
CPI till, that
till
pushes it,
adds
it up,
up
to 15.
Yeah,
so.
But anyway, so currently, this year, 2017, it's $14,000. Now, if you happen to give over $14,000, as you started to say.
If I give over $14,000 to John, and I'm a single individual, and I just give John personally more than $14,000, then technically the amount over the 14, is a taxable gift. However, that doesn't necessarily mean I actually owe any taxes, nor does it mean that John owes any taxes. If I give more than that $14,000 per year, the annual tax-free limit, it becomes a taxable gift. But currently, under current law, there's no taxes to be paid by the individuals unless the cumulative amount of taxable gifts that I've made during my lifetime is more than almost $5.5 million. So if I'm $14,000 over the annual limit, I've got a lot more I can give without paying an actual physical tax. There is a tax return that's supposed to be filed, supposedly. There is a credit that the government gives us on the tax on the first $5,490,000 of taxable gifts that we give. That means we don't have to actually pay a tax. We don't have to write a check for that tax unless we've given away a lot of money.
Over the course of our lifetime.
Over the course of our lifetime or at our death. Now that $5,490,000 number, that exemption that we get from paying taxes, we can either give that all through our life or give it at our death, or a combination of the two. So if I've given $2 million away of taxable gifts over and above the $14,000 per year during my life, I've given $2 million of taxable gifts away, haven't paid any taxes yet. If I die and my estate is worth more than $3.49 million, then my estate's going to pay a little bit because the taxable gifts and my death estate is worth more than $5.49 million, somebody's going to pay a little tax. Now the reality is I'm a normal individual. My wife and I are not worth more than $11 million, call it, almost $11 million, $5,490,000 each.
Let's call it $5.5 million each.
That's $11 million combined between the two of us. And I want to give each of my three kids $200,000 as a down payment on a house. There's somebody out there is going, as a down payment?
Yo, yeah, that's
it's about
right.
California right
that's
here.
That's about right. That's where they live anyway. Yeah,
at least now, yes. For now. Or for whatever reason, I can do that. And it's not going to cost me anything in taxes. And it's not going to cost them anything in taxes. I'm giving cash. I'm supposed to file a tax return to let the government know that I'm actually using some of my credit for that tax. But if I'm a normal person and we're worth $1 million or less, we're never going to be worth $11 million. What's the use? Why? I'm not going to file a tax return. I've been told by CPAs and accountants.
Anybody with the IRS?
I've never been told by the IRS this.
No.
But the IRS doesn't want the paperwork if you're just a normal Joe who's never going to have to worry about paying taxes. Now, if I were that person that won the lottery last week, the other week, whatever the big winner was,
700 some odd million or whatever,
and I took the lump sum and I've got I've got $300 million after taxes, and I start to make gifts over and above the $14,000. Yeah, they want to see a tax return.
Yeah, they're going to want to see a tax return, and believe me, they'll go over it. All right, we're out of time. We're going to talk more about this next hour. If you need Lucia Capital Group advisors like Professor Plum, 800-644-1150, the off-air number. Coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.